The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the 12, "Fear no one. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than two sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my Heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my Heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Don't touch that stove. You'll burn yourself. Son, get down out of that tree before you fall and break your neck. Don't mess with that electrical outlet. You can shock yourself. Warnings, warnings, and more warnings. These are all warnings to change one's habits, lest something bad happens to us. Yet as kids, oftentimes, we do not listen. We continue to climb trees, on fences, or whatever we do that we're not supposed to do. And most of us will eventually touch a hot burner or pan on a stove, and we'll learn the hard way. Warnings. Warning is in particular suited for the life of a prophet. Jeremiah was from a priestly family, from Anathoth, a few miles away from Jerusalem. He was called to be a prophet while he was still young. He was a prophet for some 40 years, beginning in the year 627 before Christ. Similar to a parent, Jeremiah warns the people. The leaders and the people were guilty of breaking the covenant. They were not faithful. They were guilty of idolatry. And they were guilty of mistreating and being unjust to the poor. In Matthew's gospel, we hear about not being afraid. Why? Because what is concealed will be revealed. What we hear in the dark, we need to speak in the light. What is whispered, we need to shout from the mountaintop. But do not be afraid. Kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather be afraid of the one who can kill both body and soul. 6 years ago, did we fear COVID-19? A small microscopic germ, but not the devil? Do not be afraid, for Jesus tells his disciples, And he reminds us that we are more worth more than the sparrows. Our task as followers of Christ is first to listen to what Christ says to us in the darkness. What is whispered in the depths of our hearts, the promptings of the Holy Spirit. These things we are to reveal. We are to speak, to shout out. Like parents, like Jeremiah and all of the prophets, we are to charitably warn those who go astray. In their writings, the Benedictines, in a text entitled Days of the Lord, Volume 4, write, "No doubt the gospel is good news, but it is also radical. It calls into question a world built without recognition of God and upon values foreign or even contrary to God's law. Confrontation is unavoidable. A gospel that bothers no one and questions nothing is no longer the gospel." And so every person on the earth is worth more than a sparrow. All of us have great value. Each and every one of us are children of God. In the creation account, each day when God created something, he looked at it, and what did he say? It is good. And so it was, and we are. We were baptized to fulfill a prophetic role, to acknowledge Christ before others. In these days, as we see belief in God and obedience to God's commands continue to come under increasing fire, we can have hope, and we can continue along the path of discipleship. After all, Christ is in us. His word has been spoken to us, and in a few minutes, we will receive the sacrament. Christ is in us, and his love surrounds us. So do not be afraid, for Christ will never abandon us. He will acknowledge us before the Father as we remain faithful to him. So let us not lose heart, for he who is in us is greater than he who is in the world.